Hi there, Good Word fam. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a special treat. We have Bishop Alfred Owens and co-pastor Susie C. Owens of Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church. And for all of you who listen to the Good Word podcast, you know, this is my church and the church that I grew up in and the church that I follow. And it's been a very, very long year. Bishop, co-pastor, thank you so much for joining us. How are you and how is everyone?
We're doing fine under the circumstances that are improving. We're doing good.
So, you know, it's been a long year and you guys are getting ready to welcome members back for Easter Sunday service. What is that like?
Well, I'm very excited. You know, we've been out of church for actual service with the members for over a year now. It was last 2020 March. The third Sunday was our last Sunday with the congregation being able to come. So it's been a challenge after, you know, pastoring 55 years. This is my 55th year. And nothing like this has ever happened in my history of pastoring. We've heard of epidemics, but we had never been familiar with a pandemic that affected the entire world. So being able to go into the sanctuary on Easter Sunday, which is the first Sunday in April, means a whole lot to me. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, I can echo that with Bishop. It's really been a long year and a difficult year, but Easter is certainly one of the most celebrated holidays in Christendom worldwide. So it's just an awesome opportunity for us to bring the congregation, some of the congregation, with us for that celebration.
Yeah. There's a scripture in Hebrews that says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. So it's been very difficult, but we have abided by all of the CDC regulations. We've certainly abided by what Mayor Bowser has put forth with the washing of hands and the wearing of masks and the social distancing with the few people that we have allowed in to see us through virtually. But to have our max capacity as mandated by the government, we are ecstatic about it. Although we don't really know who's going to show up, there is a registration process that people must call in and register, so we won't exceed the expected numbers. But we really don't know, teachers. Some people are still afraid. And in order to alleviate the fear of some of our members, I had my COVID number one shot on February the 22nd last year. This year. And then I had my second shot this past Monday. And one of the members was there to film me so that the members of Calvary would know that, you know, Bishop is all right with this vaccine. We did the Moderna. My wife had hers a couple of weeks ago, and she will have her second shot on April the 4th. So we have ourselves together as far as the doctors are suggesting. So we are excited. We welcome the people. It's been very difficult preaching to chairs.
I was wondering about that. You know, I've been watching online, and I know that when the pandemic first started, you all kind of transitioned to preach, I think, from home. And then I remember you all went back into the sanctuary, and you know, here we are now, 1 year later. You mentioned that, you know, some people might be a little bit apprehensive about coming back, but you know, I want to touch on maybe some people who, not so much apprehension, but some people who have become complacent and are completely comfortable with the online platform and maybe don't really see a need or want or desire to go back into the house of the Lord, the church building. What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, you're very right with that. That was one of the challenges, because we've been streaming for years, where we had the streaming audience and the live audience, but our church has always been close to capacity. And I think some of the people who were so active in the choirs and the ushers and so forth, I really think some of them have gotten comfortable just lying in bed and watching us. So that is gonna be another one of the challenges. What do you think, Co-Pastor?
Yes, and the other thing the pandemic did, Tisha, it helped us to reteach people that church is not just a building. Church is also you. And so with that kind of thought, or those kinds of thoughts in mind, then we began to segue into this discipleship. And so it also gave us a wonderful opportunity to push people more into personal discipleship, so that we do come to the church building, but peradventure, we never come back to that building. We are still responsible as Christians to witness and to be disciples. And so that was a wonderful opportunity. So with every crisis, there are also opportunities. So that was an opportunity that we found we could share with the congregation.
I know that the message for Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church this year is the year of transformation, which I think is such a very powerful message. How do you reach the unbeliever, people who maybe, you know, are not on this faith journey, or were not raised in the church, or not in the church? How do you reach them, you know, during a pandemic where everyone is so detached?
You know, well, we give everybody, at the end of every service, we give everyone really based on the word that they receive on that particular Sunday, an opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, to hear more explanation with respect to the message that they've heard, and we give them an opportunity for counseling. There's a number on the screen every Sunday as we're ministering, that if anyone wants special prayer, they want counseling, they want some advice, they can call in. Getting back to the previous question you asked, pastorally speaking, because your youth was spent at Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church, you know we are a talkback church. So I'm going to tell you my biggest challenge with the service coming from the home here and the streaming audience virtually when we were able to go into the church, the challenge was the talk back situation. We're what you call a call and response church.
Yes, where you say, neighbor, oh neighbor.
Yes. or what about, well, that's co-pastor, old neighbor, old neighbor. But you know,
I know what yours is. Yours is God is good. All the time.
Right.
All the time. God is good.
Yeah, and don't forget now, high five your neighbor. Don't forget.
Yes. Yes. You know, I get so emotional even thinking about it, because as you guys know, I was raised in the church. My mother. My mother brought me there all the time.
Yes.
And so there's a whole like generation of young people who may not ever know what it's like to truly be a part of a church family.
Yeah.
Amen.
Even my daughter. And so, you know, we watch online and we do the best that we can, but how do you instill that for younger people?
Well, I think one way we were able to do that, or we are able, or we are trying to do that kind of ministry, is to crouch within the gospel message, the love of God through the cross. It's also, we found that people during this time are searching for some type of comfort, some type of calmness, some type of peace. And so again, there's that opportunity for us to push them into a personal relationship with the Lord. And we can do that just by offering them comfort, peace, prayer, suggestions. And so this has been another way that we have increased our witness. And even younger people or older people, we found during this time of pandemic, everyone is looking for some inward, some spiritual kinds of connection. And we've been able to do that. So we've seen some results on both ends through the generations. And so it's, for us, it's been a blessing.
And Tisha, to really speak to that, I think you hit the key. Your mother brought you to church. And that's what's missing now. We don't have that parental guide because the mothers now don't go to church. Mm-hmm. So if it, and that really started our growth when we moved to Park Road and Morton Street off of Georgia Avenue. My wife and a group of, I call them sanctified missionaries. They went through those projects. And
I remember when the buses used to come through the neighborhood and pick the kids up for church, even if the parents couldn't go. And it feels like, you know, now we're navigating this pandemic and it feels like we're moving further and further and further and further away from that. How do you get back to that? Or do you get back to that? Or is it different now?
Yeah, we're going to have to get back. But I think our success was introducing church and the Lord to the children who were able to influence the parents, especially the single mothers who had many children in the various apartments, and they want to see their children participate in the Easter presentation or the
presentation. Right.
And they will come. You know, there's a scripture that says, he or she that winneth souls is wise. So what your mother did, and even with the great success that the Lord has given you, you have never forgotten your foundation. You always give honor to God who has brought you to where you are. And what we're happy when we do open up, that we will get back to our original goal, where our motto was, our goal is one soul. So if we can get them back in there through the, you know, they're building up all around our church. And that's going to be a whole new group of housing. And so we're going to, our main target is to start hitting those persons that, and we'll knock on doors and invite them to church and so forth. And I think this will be a first start, even for Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church, with a new opportunity to reach those, as you mentioned, who don't know the Lord. It's called outreach and getting back to the transformation. The transformation starts with us. It starts in our minds, that change. And I believe the pandemic has brought about a lot of changes in our thinking and how we may not be able to do things the way we used to do them, because of the way of the world now. But I believe that's going to be our motto in further changing our location of the church. We're going to reach for souls this time.
Yeah. Another way I think we can do it, Tisha, is through social media.
Yes, that's my thing. for work mainly, but yes.
Yeah, so social media has given us another way to spread the love of God and the gospel message. So we can, we're gonna be able to, in some way, use both platforms, both the in-person and then the outreach through social media.
And you know, I love that you all have embraced it so much, because I feel like often, especially, you know, different generations look at it differently. And often it's not embraced by older generations. And so it's wonderful that you all have really beyond embraced it. You've jumped right in and you're able to really meet people where they are and reach people that you may not otherwise reach.
Yeah, yes. It gives us a much larger platform. We had, as we look at our each, we call our e-church, we've had people to join us from different countries. And so it gives us a broader platform. It falls into what Jesus says, and the gospel shall be preached to every nation, every tongue. So again, we can do the social media part, and that will also give us a more varied or diverse way to do gospel ministry.
And I think having millennials in your church, I think Co-Pastor and I may be among the older pastors who are yet pastoring. And what has helped us is listening to the millennials, listening to those younger people. You know, when you get a certain age, I'm not speaking for co-pastor.
He's speaking for himself.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'll let her speak for herself. But when you get a certain age, it's hard to change, because you've been rooted in one mentality, and that's tradition. But certainly my wife, my daughter, who's now the executive pastor, and the millennials who are with us, they have introduced us so much to media and so forth. Although I still miss singing and shouting, everybody happy, nobody doubting.
Right. Right. So really quick, I just want to remind our listeners, you can subscribe to the Good Word Podcast on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play. Obviously, you guys hear that I am getting completely carried away because these are my personal pastors. And so it's just such a blessing. And I'm so honored that they were able to take a few moments to join us for the podcast. Also, if you're listening, we are going to dive deeper into this for a special that will air on Fox 5 DC on television. And so be sure to tune in for that. We are exploring how we have been impacted. Churches have been impacted. Religion has been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic as we continue to navigate this pandemic amid vaccinations and more testing and, you know, declining numbers. We are still amid a pandemic. And so, and it is impacting the church. And so that's what we're discussing. And this is the third part of the special for the podcast, but we will be exploring this on Fox 5 DC as well. Bishop and co-pastor, I want to ask you all, you know, you all were the very, 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 very first guests to come on the podcast a few years ago now. And I think we've surpassed 100 episodes. I'm not sure, but we've had a lot of people on since then. And so some things have changed. And one of the things that we like to ask our guests is if they can share with us a good word with people who are listening, with people who follow the podcast. What is a good word that you can share with us?
Oh, okay. Well, I think my good word is the love of God is still real. It never changes. No matter how the world changes, how the situation changes, the love of God is steadfast. And if you can tap into God's love, then you'll be able to do, to be, to accomplish, to live through whatever those areas and situations may be. The love of God is steadfast.
Well, I'll go back to our very first podcast with you. And we were the first and very excited about it when you challenged us on the subject of faith. And faith is belief. And I still hold on to that word. Faith can bring you through any and everything. you must believe first. The scripture says, if any man or woman would come to God, he or she must first believe that God is. It begins with the foundation of God is, and God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or any way of thinking. God is the one that can bring you out if you continue to have faith in God.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both so very much. I just, I feel like this was really a special treat, and I'm so happy that we were able to make it work. I encourage everyone, if you don't have a church home, Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church is a wonderful, amazing place to learn and grow in the Lord. I am who I am because of the foundation that was instilled in me as a child and growing up. So, and any church is better than no church. So, but I'm just sharing my personal experience. So again, be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play for the Good Word Podcast. And Bishop and Co-Pastor, how can people find you if they're interested in staying connected and learning more?
GMCHC, if they're going online, it's gmchc.org. And you can get our website from there and find out anything you want. And then we're located at 610 Rhode Island Avenue in the northeast section of Washington, D.C., right near or next to almost the Red Line Metro. The train will let you right out there.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Tisha.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Always.